We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because Crotchin'.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Hey, it is Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau today. Anyway, I'm pretty excited. I got Blair FFA will be in here in about 10, 12 minutes, and then after that, Merritt. First time I've had Blair on the show since we started doing this, so I'm excited. And anyway, also tomorrow, Becky Carroll's going to be on here from the OSU Extension office, and this is part two of our pecan deal. We talked about pecan trees, types of pecan trees, and all that other good stuff last time. Now we're to the point where we're going to harvest. So tomorrow we're going to have that. So have your questions ready to text. You can text me on my personal phone. You can text into the studio text line at 580-225-9697 with any of your questions. So get them all ready tomorrow. And start of the show, you can text them in, and I'll ask, because I had so many text messages last time for questions for her. So I'm excited. And I even had a couple of questions handed to me this morning from the round table over there at Southbound from Jay Ray and the Preacher. And I can't wait to pass those on tomorrow. It's going to be fun. All right, let's check out some temperatures. 31 degrees in Beaver. Panhandle is still freezing. 39 degrees at Arnett. 50 degrees at Hollis. 47 at Hobart. 37 at Sealy. 39 at Fairview. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, 35 at Lipscomb, 49 at McLean, and 49 at Wallerton. And down there south, the Altus cross the Red River Bridge at Odell, 54 degrees. Let's see here. I got something else here. Let me go to my emails here real quick that Becky sent me that I want to pass along to you guys. Here it is. Monday. It's coming Monday, I believe it is, the 22nd. She is having a pecan pest management workshop at the Gordon Cooper Technology Center there in Shawnee. Pesticide applicators in categories 1A, 10, and private applicators will receive 5 CEUs for attending this, and it's from 9 to 4:15. It ends at 4:15. So anyway, if you guys are interested in that, let me see here. If you go to okstate.edu, you'll find her all her contact information. If you got time and you want to go, be really interested to go over there and find out about some fuzzy pecans. How about that? That's just a warm up for tomorrow, people. Anyway. Got that going on, so I wanted to pass that along. Monday the 19th, pecan pest management workshop, and all the questions I've been getting has been because of pests, so it might be a good time to go to that. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big old ag world. I know what did happen. Grains are just taking a tank. The prices stink on them right now. Grain futures were lower in overnight trading as Russia wheat prices declined on favorable weather conditions in several growing areas. Wheat prices in Russia have been moving down in recent days, making it more attractive to countries in need of grain. Moscow reported increased its grain export quota to 28 million metric tons through the end of June, up from 24 million metric tons. Precipitation in the Black Sea region was near expectations this week, and snow is forecast for central parts of that area. Snow cover should remain extensive in northern Russia and limited in Ukraine and southern Russia. In Brazil, rain is forecast for several states, according to Maxar, meteorologists. Rains in central growing areas of the South American country will boost crop prospects. Investors also may be squaring positions ahead of the annual Agriculture Outlook Forum from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which starts this morning in D.C. Wheat for March delivery lost 5.75 cents to 579.75 cents a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures fell 5.5 cents to 582.25 a bushel. And when I said that word Kansas City, prayers go out to the victims up there in the parade yesterday, or not, I think it was the rally, not the parade. Anyway, keep those people in mind and hope justice gets done to those idiots that want to shoot the crowd, because I think over half of the victims were kids, and that's a bunch of bull. Corn futures were down 2 cents to $4.23.75 in the bushel overnight. Soybeans for March delivery dropped 1.5 cents to $11.69 a bushel. Soy meal was up 30 cents to $3.43.60 a short ton. And soy oil fell 0.4 cents to $45.95 a pound. Ethanol output jumped to the highest level this year while inventories hit a three-week high, according to the Energy Information Administration. Production in the 7 days that ended on February 9th surged an average of 1.083 million barrels a day. That's up from 1.033 a week earlier. The Midwest output rose to 1.032 million barrels a day on average. That's up from 983,000 barrels a week earlier. That was the entirety of the weekly gains. The East Coast production was unchanged at 11,000. The West Coast was steady at 10,000. Gulf Coast fell 1,000 barrels to an average of 20,000 barrels per day. Inventory for ethanol in the week of February 9th increased to 25.81 million barrels of ethanol. That's up from 24.77 a week earlier. Weather in our farm belt, looks like about the same thing as yesterday. Winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of southern South Dakota, North Nebraska, as of noontime right now. As much as 4 inches of snow is expected in those areas. Roads are expected to be slippery and visibility will be reduced. Winter weather also is expected in the eastern half of Wisconsin, where 5 inches of snow is in the forecast. And much of Michigan, meanwhile, 1 to 3 inches of snow are expected to fall in that area. Winds will gust up to 40 miles an hour this afternoon. So anyway, winter is going on up there, but not here. The sun's shining, but it is a little chilly out there with the wind going on right now. Let me see here. Let's go ahead and get an update on the grains, current grain markets. Corn for March right now is at 420, down 4. May is 432, down 5. Soybeans for March, 1162, down 8. May is 1166, down over 9. Soybean meal for March is down $2.90 at $3.40.40. May is $3.33.60, down $2.90. Soybean oil for March, $45.93, down 42. May is $46.46, down 47. Hard red winter wheat is, boom, going backwards. March, 575, down 12. May is 569, down over 14. Only thing that's in the positive on the grain side, in the, besides cattle and hogs, cotton. March, 94.49, down 101. May is 95.03, up 65. And July is 95.01, up 62. West Texas Intermediate crude oil, March 78.12, up $1.48 today. And what is natural gas doing? Yep. March 158 down 2 today, so it just keeps on going backwards. The Nasdaq's in the red today, but the Dow and the S&P are in the green. All right, let's check this out. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization that gives a voice to Oklahoma farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Directed and guided by Oklahoma farmers and ranchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau advocates for our state agriculturists and rural communities around our state, at our state capital, and in Oklahoma City, and the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C. You can easily join the Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by their office in Cheyenne. Memberships are $37.50 and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. 580-497-2579. Or you can join by going to okfarmbureau.org. Get on there. Join the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Anyway, also, Penny News, we're out hot off the press from yesterday this morning. If you haven't got one, please go by and get your copy of the Penny News. I did take a sneak preview of the Atlas insert. And gentlemen, there's a couple deals in there you need to go get. The DeWalt half-inch Max High Torque Impact, $90 off. And it comes with a battery, one, and a charger, $279.99. And also, $50 off is every farmer's dream that has a no-till drill and 10,000 grease inserts. The Milwaukee Grease Gun Kit is on sale at $249.99 off $50. So go check it out at Atwoods. It's a good deal because farming season is almost here. All right, we're going to take the Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this. They're here. Cool beans. I'm excited.
That's what I have on myself. It's for my wife that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this unit? That's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out there out every day, and you flipped the switch on that machine, and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they did. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up.
Start over here. Just fill up around, going around. Who's the quietest? Who's the quietest? Who's got the quiet voice? She does. You let her sit right there so she can use this mic. These mics here, you'll just have to, you don't have to kiss them, but talk loud into them. Same thing to them both. You guys ready? So what, we got president, vice president, what we got?
President.
Reporter. Secretary.
You're the treasurer. Oh, yeah. I mean, she does steal with all our money.
You just sit down right here.
Okay.
We got a couple minutes. So, we're going to let's have you go around and introduce yourselves, and then I'll come back to you, and we'll talk about what you guys are going to do for FFA week, and any projects you guys want everybody to know about. You got some raffle or something coming up, you need some financial help, you have the radio, because I got a lot of listeners down there. So, and then we'll talk about how many seniors I got. This is her, a junior, I guess?
Nope, sophomore.
Sophomore? Freshman? What's she?
Sophomore.
Sophomore, okay. And you got any plans? I'm going to put you on the spot. see what you got plans for when you get out. And then we'll talk. You obviously go to the state. Have you guys gone to Nashville yet?
We went to the national convention last year, but none of them
went.
Okay. We're all first year officers.
Yeah. We're just going to like.
I won't bring that
up.
Okay. Where were you at?
I had a whole group of seniors last year.
Oh, I got you. Oh, yeah. Seniors got priorities. So, anyway, do what?
He just wants to say our names in our office.
Say one more time.
Our names in our office.
Yeah, that's all.
Greet them with a smile.
Yeah. And then all you do, any of you show?
This him?
Or those two?
Get to know them.
All right, and then what do you guys do? Speech?
I do
a lot.
Speech. I do rodeo, but that's the only like.
That's all right. Yeah, it is. I want to talk about rodeo on here all the time. You're good.
Yeah.
It's farm life.
Yeah.
Ranch, agriculture life.
March 2nd at 12:30 p.m. for Union Better Beef Bulls at an affordable price. So 90 yearlings, 18 month old bulls.
All right.
Commercial bred heifers are first best at repairs. The bulls have been DNA testing ultrasound tested and tested for fuel efficiency on the grow safe system.
You guys are live on Facebook, so don't be picking your nose.
Burn Flat, Oklahoma. For more information, DavisPangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus. Jim is all wild, but.
All right, welcome back. I'm excited about this group. We're going to have fun today, I can already tell. Anyway, here is your ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle. Miami, Texas. Not Miami. Miami. 41 degrees, wind chill 39, humidity's at 65, dew points at 30. The winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles an hour. 0.40 inches of rain so far this month. No red flag minutes. Looks like it was below freezing. 226 minutes last night. 8-inch soil temperature is at 44 degrees. All right. We have the FFA chapter from Blair. First time from Blair on the show. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. Let's start with you, young lady. You're the presidente, right?
Yes, I'm the president. My name is Hadessa Kamenshine.
All right. And then you, Miss Rodeo.
My name's Logan Frith, and I'm the vice president.
All right, young man.
My name's Cutter Smith, and I'm the reporter.
All right, you.
My name's Alyssa Moore, and I'm the secretary.
And who are you?
My name's Katie Keel, and I'm the advisor.
All right, cool. I got room enough to get the advisor in here this weekend. All right, let's start with you, Miss Presidente. What do you guys got planned for National FFA Week?
Monday, we have a teacher's lunch. Tuesday, we have FFA Day at the Capitol, where we'll talk to some of our sponsors and advisors and everything. Thursday, we have a chapter lunch. We're going to have pizza. And then Friday, we have something planned. What is it? Yeah. County show.
All right. Got the county show.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you're going to up to Oklahoma City on Tuesday?
Yes, sir.
Going to meet with the governor, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
All right. Cool. Fingers crossed. All right. So you guys, what did you say you had going Monday?
We have a teacher's lunch.
Okay.
Teacher's lunch.
Tell us about that.
We're going to be getting some sandwiches from Walmart, I believe. And we're going to give lunch to our teachers because they do a lot of things for us. And it'll be a professional development day. So it won't have cafeteria lunch like normal.
Oh, all right. That sounds fun. You get to meet up with some of the teachers you like.
Yeah, there's some of them.
I knew I'd get that. Pull that mic over there, young lady. All right, so you're the vice president,
yes,
and you're a junior, because you're the senior, right?
I'm the senior.
Oh, she's the senior.
I'm a sophomore.
Oh, yeah. The president's a sophomore. Man, you got a lot to hold on to your senior, don't you?
Yep.
Yes. All right, so you're a senior. It's your last year.
Yep.
Right? Got plans for after school?
Yes. Hopefully go to Vernon, Texas. For college and college rodeo, and then I want to go into an ag business and equine science program.
Oh, cool. So you're in the rodeo. What do you rodeo? What's your rodeo and doing? What do you do?
I team rope, head, and heel, and then I do a little bit of breakaway.
Breakaway has become my favorite. I don't care who you are. That's pretty. I hope they get it into the finals in Minnesota. So you're going to Vernon. What college is down there? Help it.
It's the community college there in Vernon.
And they got a rodeo team?
Yes.
All right. And so you got it going on then, don't you? How many horses you got?
I just got one at the moment. Currently looking for another one.
And you're looking for the backup?
Yep.
So you say that you're going to get into equine. What are you going to explain?
Just equine science. I hope to eventually get into, equine therapy and stuff like that. This summer, I'm actually going to go to a teeth floating school in Canyon, Texas, and then use that as, a way to pay for that.
So during any of your classes, like when you're out in FFA during that hour and everything, are you like throwing a rope, roping him or anything like that?
No, but I could. I always got a rope in my pickup, so.
Well, you better have.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, good luck with your plans there. That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
I'm just glad you just didn't say plain, say barrel racer, because I was hoping you was going to say breakaway, because that's pretty cool stuff.
I love it.
Yes, it's cool. And nothing against the barrel racers, but anyway, I'm just wanting to see. All right, how about you, young man? What, you're a freshman?
Yes, sir.
Is this your first year or second year?
First year.
First year? What have you been doing your first year in FFA?
This is my first year in FFA. This is my first year being an officer.
Okay.
So, I've been in FFA 3 years?
No, two.
You started
your
8th grade year.
Yeah.
This poor, you guys, if you're watching on Facebook, this poor kid ain't got a chance. He's surrounded by all these girls.
They're so mean. Anyways.
We're nice.
I show pigs and sheep. This is my second year showing pigs.
Okay.
This is my first year showing sheep.
Were you at any of the Western Oklahoma swine shows that they had up here at Elk City? I know there were some kids here from Altus. I couldn't remember if I seen you or not. The show pig series. I just knew. Southwestern Oklahoma pig shows. I don't know what I called them. Anyway, so what's your favorite? Pigs or sheep?
Pigs.
Pigs? How come?
Sheep is just...
Because we got into this yesterday, and this girl in here yesterday was just opposite of you. No, it was a guy. It was actually a guy. He was just opposite. He was making money with his goats, but he was losing money with the pigs.
Well, with my sheep, I haven't really worked with them enough to get them kind of how I want them.
Right.
And we really only have one that's kind of walking off a halter.
Okay.
And with a halter.
So far, 2 years in FFA, and 1 year you're an officer. What'd you say, you're a reporter?
Yes, sir.
Is there, anyway, have you learned anything? Has it taught you anything? Is your leadership getting any better? I don't see how it could with this bunch around you, but anyway.
Can you elaborate, kind of?
Has your speaking... Or have you made more friends being in FFA? Has your speaking got better? Have you learned to be a leader?
I really think my speech has gotten better. Because I used to go to Navajo, and then I moved to Blair.
Okay.
But when I was at Navajo...
Did that hurt or help you?
It helped me.
Okay. More Navajo people down there.
When I was at Navajo, I went to one speech and debate contest. And I didn't really like it, but being at Blair, I've learned to kind of stand up for myself a little more.
Okay.
And kind of, just be better.
There you go. Better. Good answer.
He's learned to talk back to us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Learned to talk back.
Not let them tell me what to do.
All right, sure young lady, you're just chomping at the bit over there, I can tell. Anyway, so you're a sophomore, is that
yes.
right? All right, and what, you're the secretary?
Yes.
Okay, all right, what do you show? I get you two are the ones that show, right?
Yeah, I show pigs.
All right, and what breed? Cross, and how it works?
Pretty much a little bit of everything. Spots,
try it, try his mic, that one.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
There we go. Try that one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Yeah, get up close to it. Yeah.
Okay. I show spots, crosses, rocks, a little bit of everything.
Right. So what's your favorite breed?
Spots.
Spots? How come?
Because...
That's just opposite what the judges say.
I don't know. I think it's good when you get into your, purebred show.
Right.
And then they have a chance to win it.
I got you. So you're in your third year at FFA, is that right?
Yes.
All right. Anything exciting happened in that 3 years? Did this bring back a great memory?
I won our Oklahoma State Fair this year the big show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I did announce her name one day. I didn't know who you was, but that was cool. How good was that?
It was nice.
It was cool? Did you get your picture taken with the governor?
No.
So anyway, so you had the grand champion at the state fair, and that was exciting. Did you do any good at Tulsa?
No. Well, we got fourth overall spot.
Yeah. So you went from rags to riches from Tulsa to Oklahoma State. I guess it'd be opposite. Yeah, you went from riches to rags.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it's fun. It doesn't matter whether you
win or lose, it's kind of fun to go to stock shows and meet new people. Have you got any best friends from other towns now since you've been on the show circuit?
Yes.
You want to elaborate? Don't say boyfriend either.
Oh, no. Wait, what do you mean? Oh, yeah. I've gotten a bunch from, like, really just all different states.
Right.
And from Oklahoma a lot. Some of, like, my best friends are through livestock shows.
I got you. Hawaii's coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, a couple days ago in here, I had a young lady. I'm still bragging on her. And a young lady from Sweetwater, Zoe Carlisle. She's going to sing the national anthem at OYU. So she sang it on the show the other day. She's good. So, I'm not going to lie. She's pretty good. I got a lot of compliments off of her. So we got OYU coming up. County's coming up, what, next week, I guess?
Yes, next week.
And then district's going on this week, right?
Yes.
No surprise you guys are even here.
Yeah, I'm leaving when I get back.
So have you thought about anything you want to do when you do get out of school? I know you got a couple years left, and your mind will change 100 times, but anything seriously going on?
I've thought about livestock judging, and then just, like, going into that. And then I want to breed pigs, too, to do that some.
Okay, and then you're going to college, thinking about one of the colleges to be on the livestock judging?
Oh, Redlands?
Yep.
Or like Murray State?
Or OSU maybe?
I'm going to start at a junior college and then go there.
I got you. I hear OU's going to get a livestock judging team, so if you guys boomer sooner, they're hating, right?
I don't know.
So,
probably go to OSU.
I know. I love giving all the listeners heck about me being an OU Sooner fan. Anyway, well, good luck with your life challenges that you look like you're going to have coming up. Be good, though. Good challenges. Teacher, what do you think about these kids? She speaks loud enough.
Yeah, I do. I think I've got a great group of kids. I've got a real future here at Blair. We've got a lot of good kids coming up. I'm sad that we're losing Logan this year, but it's okay.
She's going on the rodeo circuit.
Yeah, she's not going to be too far. But there's a lot of future at Blair.
Right.
So I'm just excited to see what the next couple of years hold with them.
Right. And, well, I hope you guys come back next year.
Yes.
This is fun. I got a total of 18 schools coming through here, so it's kind of fun, and every one of you are different. Not one of you is better than the other, but you're all different, which I think is kind of cool. What, Miss Presidente?
Mm-hmm.
I got one question left for you.
Go for it.
So, how many state conventions you been to?
I've been to one.
One?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you learn? Was it fun?
Whoa. Parts of it were fun, and then other parts weren't. Okay, I had my first funnel cake at state convention, and I get a call from Miss Keel over here, and she's like, gets the floor, and I was like, what? I had to run like two blocks in heels. I don't know if I had heels on or flats. I was in one of them.
Right.
I don't remember. And I had to throw my funnel cake away, and I had to rush to get all of sugar off. And I had to go sit on the floor. We can't miss a voting session. It was fun, too, because I got to meet some people, and I got to see some old friends that have, like, moved off from Blair, because I've always been at Blair. But it's kind of a little bit of both, because while it's, like, really boring, you get to see a lot of what ag does and what FFA can, like, do for people.
All right. I got one more question for you. You knew I was coming, didn't you? Anyway, so you're into equine. It's very rare I get people on here with, not rare, but not often I get people on here with the horses, the equine deal and stuff. So have you helped out in, like, a vet or any horse breeders and stuff to learn a little more about equine? Or are you just doing this on the fly and you learned from your parents or somebody?
I definitely learned a lot from my dad about horses and stuff. And I pay really good attention when people around me are doing type of stuff with horses. And I don't know, I've learned a lot from my dad about it. So, and I just really love it.
All right, that's cool.
Well, I see on YouTube and then on these little short videos like on social media and stuff, you see massage therapists with horses, you know, like chiropractors, popping them horses' bones.
I went to Hamilton for roping last summer, and I met this lady that actually does that at the ropings, and she did my horse, and she taught me a little bit about it.
Wow, that's so good.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is. I think it's fat. Mm-hmm. I'm not much of a horse. I know how to put a saddle on. Mm-hmm. I know how to get on the right side. For the rest, other than that, you're just in trouble. Just hang on. Anyway, well, you guys, thanks a lot for coming in here today, and good luck, and hope to see some of you guys back next year.
Thank you for having us. It was great to be here.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming. All right, we're going to take Oklahoma Farm Girl break. When we come back, we'll probably have the Merit FFA in here. Be right back after this. All right, we're good. Thank you very much. Thanks for bringing them in, Coach.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I remember doing this in high school, so I was glad to get the call.
Thank you. Good luck. Good luck. Man, that was the most honest answer. She made me throw my phone.
I know.
You stand by here. How's that?
Thank you so much.
Cool.
Thanks
a lot.
I'll try to be
entertaining. Hey, go buy Blair Tire or something. Tell them, go in there and tell Mr. Shaw that you said we get a 25% discount on our meeting now.
Yeah, this whole, that'll be for this.
See you guys.
See
ya. SEI Agritech 1400 South Brandon in Calvin City, with all the food rations that you come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open the new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit.
Grab a chair. Who's the most soft-spoken?
Ranchers with their PPP.
You?
Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend.
Come over here. You get the big mic. Two of you do. That way we can hear you. You guys don't have to kiss and talk into those mics like you mean it. So hey, Ben, what you been up to? Stock show's going on, so they got you guys here, right? All of you officers?
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool. District's going on. Counties next week. OIE's after that.
Life's good at these.
We got about a minute. Let's see here.
From Everett's Welding and Repair in Visayas, Oklahoma. The Apache hay wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com.
Sorry.
Do you have a deal that tells you how many listeners you have?
I'm very hard here today. My ring. There's a. They got some kind of deal depending on how many text messages and everything. And we figured around 15,000. But see, we have the Woodward radio station listening to it. So, anyway. All Western Oklahoma's listening almost every if they got the radio on. There we go. All right, welcome back. I have the Merit FFA chapter in here, and I busy talking and didn't do my other job here. Hang on here. Let me get you going here. We're going to pick the big town of Sealing today for your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. 38 degrees at Sealing, dew points 31, humidity 75. The winds are out of the northeast, 13/100 of an inch in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 42 degrees. Sunset at 6:16, sunny and 56 today. 37 for a low tonight. Tomorrow, different ball game. 46 for a high tomorrow, so it's going to get pretty chilly going on in here. Okay. You guys ready?
Yes,
I'm going to turn your mics on. Hey, you are on Facebook Live, by the way. You see the look on his face. Hey, anyway, let's start with you. Come up here to the mic and tell everybody who you are and what position you hold on as an officer.
My name is Jackson Bow. I am the sentinel for the Marriott Education.
All right.
I'm Leah Snuggs, and I'm the secretary for our Marriott FFA chapter.
My name is Hudson Dyer.
Turn that mic all the way and just get right up to it. There you go.
My name is Hudson Dyer, and I'm the treasurer for the Marriott FFA chapter.
My name is Luke Pepper, and I'm the vice president.
Who's your daddy?
JJ.
Okay. My name
is Cole Carter. I'm the reporter for the Marriott FFA chapter.
All right. Let's come back to you. What do you guys got planned for next week?
Well, one of our events is we're going to feed teachers.
Something going on there. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Here we go. Now, go so start all over.
One of our things that we're doing for National FFA Week, we're going to feed the teachers.
All right.
We're not exactly sure what we're going to feed them yet. We're talking about steak. But
wow.
That'd be a heck of a treat, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, are you looking for somebody to donate you steaks, or you guys got a budget?
I think that we've got a little bit of a budget to put out to get some, but, you know, steaks are pretty high.
Yes, they are, but they're really good. Beef, it's what's for dinner, right?
That's right.
Well, you guys, I see, who is it, Heath Frazier? They got their cooker out there during the football game. Is that in your plans?
We'll see about that. We'll have to convince
him. Heath listens to the show. Ask him right now.
If you wouldn't mind, you can come out and cook the steaks for us.
Well, that's not what I meant, but that'll work. So, all right, up to you. What else you guys going to do besides cook steaks?
One day we have a presentation for the middle school that'll kind of explain what goes on in our classrooms and everything, and then we plan on doing some activity with the elementary kids.
Oh, all right, cool. Like what? I mean, what kind of activities are you thinking?
We don't think we really books and games. Okay, I missed one of our meetings.
I got you.
Another activity, but they plan on doing some books and games.
All right. How many seniors we got in here? None.
Our
juniors.
Our president JJ Cloud is.
Yeah.
He's a senior, but he couldn't be with us today because he's paging up at the Capitol.
Oh, I got you. Oh, I seen that for Anthony Moore. Is that right? Or Nick Archer?
I'm not sure on that part.
I think I seen it on Facebook. Did he get his hair cut before he went up there?
I haven't seen him. He's been so out of school the past few days.
So, all right, let's go to Eve.
One of the days we're going up to the Baptist Village Nursing Home, and we're going to play games and just talk and spend the day with them.
Oh, how cool is that?
Cool.
I'm sure they'll enjoy that. Uh-huh. What else you got? You got anything else going on? How about you?
One of the days we're going to clean up the Carter Cemetery a little bit. Just take care of the grave. So.
All right. That's even cool. How about you? Got
Sunday
anything else going on?
Sunday we're going to have the officers and whoever else wants to come in today to the Carter Church.
I got you. So have you guys, have any of you guys been to the National FFA?
Yes.
Convention?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you're shaking your head. No. You have? No? You?
Yes.
Yeah?
Nope.
All right. Grab the mic there, big boy. So, how fun? When did you go? Last year?
Yes, I went last year.
How fun was that?
It was a lot of fun.
Did you meet anybody cool?
Oh, yeah. I met tons of people. There's still people I talked to today that I met there. Talked to them every day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Cool. And so, what did you learn anything up there besides meeting a bunch of cool people?
Just how to, like, get yourself out there more, really.
Right.
So awkward. meet new people.
Right. And so, did you stop anywhere on the way up there or on the way back? That was cool.
We stopped at the, there's this huge convenience store. It's like 3 stories high, and it's like over the interstate. I can't remember the name of it, but it was pretty sweet.
In Oklahoma?
No, it was in Indianapolis.
Oh, I gotcha. On I-70, I'm taking it. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, so all you guys been to the state convention?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. I got all eyes in that deal, not just one. Let's start back with you, with the state convention. What are you learning at the state convention?
State convention, there's a lot of awards given. There's some things called workshops where the national officers will come down, the national FFA officers.
Yeah.
And they'll help. It's like a leadership class. It's like 30 minutes to an hour somewhere there, and you just go in and learn and play games and stuff. And there's a talent show that they have, like people go in there and sing and perform, and they have this vote, like this poll on an app. You can go in and vote who is your favorite, and they present their award.
So when you're performing, is it singing, comedy?
It's
what
really,
is this?
It's really, a lot of it is singing.
Right.
That's what we see like 90% of the time. I don't know, I feel like there's a couple others.
Like sometimes there was some stunt guy.
Oh, there was a stunt guy. I don't.
He get the chairs.
Oh yeah, he like stood on a bunch of chairs all the way up to the seat. It was crazy.
It was a stunt.
Yeah, it sure was a lot of fun. It's cool.
Anyway, so did you perform?
No, sir.
What'd you go for?
Well, I mean, just to watch. I mean, it's fun to watch. I couldn't hold a candle to most of those people. So
are you going this year? Are you gonna perform?
I'm not performing.
Come on,
but I'll thank you.
Because I think you're. Is he a comedian?
Yeah,
is he kind
yeah.
of a comedian? So, man, why don't you go up there and do something comical?
I'll think about it.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
I think it's one of those things that's really hard to get into. Or, you know? So I might have to do a little planning, but I'll see what I can do.
Alright, yeah, because come back next year, since none of you are seniors, right?
Yeah.
You guys will probably be back in here next year. I want a story.
I'll have something for you.
So I want a story. Anyway, all right, young lady, you want the state convention. So what do you do? Well, I mean, what if do you show? You don't show, right?
I show.
You show. What do you show?
I show swine.
You show swine?
Yes.
Pigs?
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, gilt, sparrows, what, all above?
I have both.
Okay, you got both? All right, what breed?
I have a light cross gilt, a burnt gilt, and then a cross sparrow.
I did see you at one of these shows here at Elk City here recently, didn't you, at the Southwestern Show Pig Series?
I'm not showing in that pig series.
Oh, okay. I thought I seen you there, sorry.
Maybe.
Well, you'd know if you was there or not, not me.
We were at a show in Elk. My little sister did the Pee-wee show one night, but other than that, I don't think so, but...
And I seen a million kids, so anyway, I thought I seen you there. So, what else do you do besides show? Because FFA is just not about showing.
No. I plan on saying a speech here in the spring. I've attended multiple leadership conferences.
About it?
Yeah.
It's fun.
That I can think of right now.
What's the funnest? Showing?
Yeah, I like showing. The leadership conferences can be fun. We just attended one in Ripley that it was pretty fun. There was a lot.
Are you, besides it being fun, are you learning anything?
Yeah, okay. I actually am learning to get out of my shell and actually...
Yeah.
Not just stay to myself and find more friends and be more outgoing.
So that's the thing that I have learned the last 3 years doing this with having chapters and stuff come in, that kids like you, whether girl or boy, seems like some of them come out of their shell. You know, they're not as bashful. That girl from Zoe from Sweetwater the other day, they said she's pretty bashful, but she sang the national anthem on the show the other day. So she's not as bashful as people think she is. So,
wow, that's
yeah, it was pretty good. So anyway, what about you, young man? What all you got? What are you involved in FFA?
I trap shoot. I judge livestock, and we've all pretty much attended leadership conferences.
Right.
And but trap shooting is definitely the funnest.
Oh, yeah. You guys got a fundraiser going right now, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Tell everybody about it. Tell them how to get a hold of you to get some tickets.
Oh, heck, you can call 580-333-0190.
Slow down. Whoop, back up. Slow down on that number.
I think
people don't have hard drives in their brains.
We just finished the...
Because the drawings,
Sunday. This weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, we had to turn in all of our stuff.
Oh, you did? So yeah. It's not available, you don't think?
No.
Okay.
But we,
anyway, that's to help you guys, right?
Yes, sir.
This trap shooting team?
Yes, yeah. Sir. Help us get state this year. Supplies all of our ammo and targets and all that.
Your record, you guys' record at Merritt's not very good the last 4 years. I think there's 2 state runners up, 2 state championships. You guys suck.
Yeah.
So, anyway, no, you guys are doing awesome. Merritt and the Beckman County 4-H and everybody, you guys have kind of set the chair way, the height of that stool way up there. Mm-hmm. So you're doing good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Because JJ's on it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, cool. All right, to you, young man.
I show pigs. I got a Jurok Vera and a Spot Vera.
Okay. Which is your favorite?
I don't know. That Jurok's not.
Come on, they're not. The pigs aren't. You're not going to hurt their feelings.
Yeah, I'd say probably the Spot.
Spot? How come?
The Jurok, he's a little handful. He's a handful.
He
doesn't like to listen.
Which one's good?
That's the Spot, yeah.
Yeah. So, did you show on the shows here at Elk City?
I only got to show on one of them, because every other weekend, every other time we have basketball tournaments. So.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, all right. Come on, Mr. Carter. Step up to the mic.
All right.
Anyway, what's your favorite thing in FFA?
I just like how it really makes you more of a leader than anything else. And like they said, you step out more.
You've never been bashful.
I know. I never really am around my family or anything. Just
but
like,
you get away from the family?
Yeah, if I'm like in public sometimes, I kind of like sit back and listen. I won't talk that much.
Because of your Aunt Kelly and your mother, there's no way you can be bashful.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, they know a lot of people, so they kind of know me. They're like, oh, I see you on Facebook. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. Idea who you are, but I probably will once I get home.
Next time I do that, just how you doing?
Yeah.
Anyway, so you guys got that coming up, and let's see, any juniors? Start with you real quick. We got a few minutes left here. What have you learned in FFA, or what has happened with you in FFA that you think you're going to take with you after you graduate?
So, I've been...
Besides being a comedian.
Oh, well, not officially, but, you know.
Okay.
So, I've been in FFA ever since, I can walk, pretty much. My family's been in
Do you have diapers?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
But my family has been in this business for, years. Years after years after years. And I think, I show pigs, I judge, I'm an officer. I do all this stuff, and I think FFA is probably the best organization out there for this kind of stuff. Like, the people that you meet and the things that you learn, it's going to stay with you for the rest of your
life. Right, yep.
A lot of it is the people. Like, you never stop meeting people.
Right.
And I think that's a good thing, because the more friends, the better, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. You can't have enough friends.
They just stay with you.
But there's five that you can count on your hand that you trust.
Oh, I can count on my toes.
How many toes do you got?
Too many.
Okay. So, all right. You there, Mr. Young Man. What's what are you thinking?
I'm kind of the same as him. It's just the connections you make. I first started FFA. I'd go out of town for something for it. I go, I don't know anyone here. And I'm on my third year now, and it's like, oh, he knows somebody I know, so we know each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Were you in the shell before FFA?
Yeah.
Was he lying? He doesn't seem like a in the shell type.
No, if I know you, I'm normal. But
okay.
He's pretty vocal.
Okay, I got you. Well, anyway. Well, guys, happy National FFA week next week, and wish you best of luck. It's stock showing, because I know you guys are... this is your busy time of the year, and
I wonder if I'm already got
pay attention at the state convention this year. Quit having fun. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, you guys have a lot of fun and learn a lot, and hope to see some of you guys back in here next year.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and I might have time to say something when I get back because we're running out of time. So we'll be right back after this. There we go. See, right, that wasn't hard.
I'll do a comedy show next year.
Good, buddy.
See you, man.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll stack chairs, I don't know.
Hey, you figure out how to position.
I'll give it a shot.
Somebody video
I bet you.
We'll make a YouTube.
You put that idea into Wes's head, he's never going to get out. He's going to tell you, you got to do it.
Blair Tire is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
Calling all rural residents of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Are you tired of hauling off your own trash? Call DG Trash Hauling. They can have a dumpster delivered to you in no time. DG offers weekly or bi-weekly pickup and four different size dumpsters. If you have a big job, DG also has roll-offs available in several sizes. DG, you find affordable rates and no contracts, and satisfaction is always top priority. For more information, call DG at 580-497-695. That's 580-497-6930. D&G Trash, your trash.
When she walked through the door, she was obviously upset. She had trouble with her insurance somewhere else, and she was really concerned. Since she was dealing with her medicine, she was right to be concerned. So she decided to give this place a try. Even though she was a new customer, Colby recognized her face. She'd been there before. And Colby remembered why she'd been there. She came in with her grandmother several years earlier. Not a few weeks or a few months before, it had been several years. But Colby recognized her. He remembered her coming in with her grandmother to get medicine. As they talked about that, the cloud she'd been walking through seemed to lift. The concern on her face was replaced with a smile. With something as important as your family's medicine, it's nice to shop where they know you and remember you. Grandview Pharmacia is 1220 West 3rd in Elk City. No wonder their customers like them so much.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report from Monday, February 12th. 606 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 375 brought 373. 52 at 445 brought 372. 13 at 553 brought 298. 7 at 692 brought 237. 8 at 911 brought 224. 29 at 947 brought 225. 4 at 979 brought 217. 8 head of heifers at 435 brought 267. 34 at 512 brought 263, 10 at 604 brought 249, 8 at 640 brought 227, 33 at 720 brought 228, 6 at 752 brought 225, 18 at 840 brought 210, butcher cows were 80 to 117, butcher bulls brought 130 to 138, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Ooh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back again. Thank you, Blair and Merrick, FFA Chapter, for coming in today. Tomorrow I have Thomas Custer City coming in right off the bat, and then we'll have Becky Carroll with the OSU Extension coming on, talking pecans, not pecans. She made that clear, it's pecans. Anyway, we'll have that coming on tomorrow. I'm excited. All right, let's check out the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. I picked the city of Hollis, capital of Harmon County. 53 degrees, 41 is the dew point, 65 humidity. Winds are out of the east at 7 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 0.70 inches, 7/10 of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 44 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 1.0. Sunset at 6:21. Today 60, partly sunny, light winds. Tonight 40, Tomorrow's going to be breezy and 54. Winds will be out of the north, start in the morning out of the west, turn from the north and be blowing 23 to 27 miles an hour. With wind gust up to 35 tomorrow. So tomorrow, not a good golfing day or a fishing day. Anyway, all right, I got a little announcement to make out. From the Roger Mills Beckham County Prescribed Burn Association, their annual meeting. It's coming up February 27th at the First Methodist Church Fellowship Hall in Cheyenne. Lunch will be served February 27th. Put that on your calendar. Roger Mills Beckham County Prescribed Burn Association annual meeting. Check them out on Facebook. They're a good group of people. They help with prescribed burns. They make those people that I don't want to burn nothing, they make it a little easier on them. Anyways, that's coming up. The music's playing. I guess we'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Have a wonderful day and God bless.